Hey, what's going on, Central Valley Chi Alpha fam? On today's episode, we're going to be sharing about what is Chi Alpha, who we are, and why we exist on the college campus. Let's talk about it.
We are CVXA, a student faith movement for all nations across the Central Valley College campuses. We believe in a Holy Spirit-led life filled with real devotion, real brotherhood, and real responsibility. A prayer for you is that you will learn and grow through today's podcast.
Hey family, welcome to our very first Central Valley Chi Alpha, aka CVXA podcast. My name is Jamil Still, and right next to me is my beautiful, intelligent, wise, humble, Filipino, Mexican, chef extraordinaire, co-laborer, wife of Mother of four children, amazing Vanessa Stell, right here with me.
Oh, you kind of stumbled on that Filipino. Just want to make sure you know it's clear. I'm a Filipina. Okay. Hey, my name is Vanessa Stell, and we are Central Valley Chi Alpha directors. We have a desire to see the kingdom of heaven manifest on our campuses and delivered to the nations. I want to tell you right now that I have a little kind of recovering from a little cough, so if my voice sounds a little screechy, I promise you I'm not trying to be one of those cool rappers. My voice is just a little... All right. Hey, we serve with an incredible staff team across our four campuses, and you'll hear a little bit from them in the future. For now, we just wanted to use this first episode to share with you a bit about who we are, why we're here, and what you can expect for us. We know that you already know so much because you wouldn't be hopping on this podcast if you didn't know a little bit about who we are. But let's dive a little bit into who we are as a fam.
Absolutely. So like Chi Alpha is actually a Greek term for Christ ambassadors. It's actually found in 2 Corinthians. We are a movement of college students dedicating to knowing Jesus and making him known on a college campus. I know for me, I literally encountered the power of God in the middle of the quad because my campus leader prayed for me and I encountered the power and presence of God. And so we're dedicated to becoming a sign and a wonder to our campus. We meet in various group sizes and different settings. There are certain gatherings that are informal, but the purpose is to collectively experience the power and the presence of God through prayer, through worship, and relevant teaching. We believe, we expect, and we experience the love of God through his truth, his people, his miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Come on. Hey, this is the first time you've ever heard about the Holy Spirit. Be expectant as a family to dive deep in learning not just about the Holy Spirit, but getting in a greater relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. And you can expect to not just grow just in the Word of God, but really experience is understanding. So experiencing the Holy Spirit and being empowered by him. I just heard this recently that the truth of God is in the Word of God. So the Word of God is the truth of God, but the details are in the Holy Spirit. That's the good. Details on your everyday life are from the Holy Spirit. You know, what you're going to do, what job career you're going to tackle after college, who you're going to marry, all these different details. You don't find them necessarily in the Word of God, but it's the details. It's the Holy Spirit that brings the details into our life. And so as a CVXA fam, we are dedicated to giving our entire lives to Jesus Christ and listening to the Holy Spirit in every single day of our lives. We are being moved by him. So we are a student faith movement for all nations. You're going to hear this over and over again. For all nations, we focus on reaching and equipping authentically diverse students here on our campus community to love and embrace diverse ethnicities with an international focus on our international student community. So we want a huge buffet line of all the diverse different beautiful cultures that the Lord has created, and we want to get to know your culture, get to know who you are, so we can have a full representation of the kingdom of God.
And that's so good, babe. I once heard a pastor once say, if you want to see a picture of God's heart, look at a map.
Come on.
Every tribe, every nation, every tongue. Yes. And that is our heart, to be a student faith movement for all nations. You know, Vanessa and I, we're very passionate about Chi Alphas because we are actually products of Chi Alpha. Yep. In fact, Vanessa and I, we've been serving with Chi Alpha for now collectively 17 years each. 13 years on staff, 4 years each as a student. Well, 5 years. I was a super senior. You know what I'm saying? Your boy had to take a couple more years, but it's all good.
It's okay. But 5 years, 6 years, 8 years. Hey, I mean, if we get to 10 and 12, 10 to 12, you know, you better have gotten a master's or a doctorate in there. No, I'm just kidding. We love you all. We love you all.
But both of us have truly been transformed by the power of God through our ministry. Yeah. And as students, we first witnessed that, and God has called us to do this full time. Yes. And now we see our lives as a doorway for the next generation to walk through and discover their identity and their purpose of God. What that means is we are committed to helping you discover your purpose and your destiny in God. Yeah.
Do you know who you are? Do you know what God has called you to? Man, we are committed to making sure you can answer those questions. That you would know your identity, who God has made you and created to be, things that are immovable in your life. You will always be a child of God. It doesn't matter. You will always be a child of God. Do you know what your purpose, your calling is from the Lord? Do you know what He has placed deep inside of your heart? And He has called you. He created you knowing that you would be the answer to the cries of God's people. You would be the answer to see a full manifestation of God's presence in this area, in this world. Okay, enough about us though. This podcast is truly to develop you as the student. There are so many areas of our faith that we all need understanding, clarity. We need practicality on, like, how do you do this? How do I read my Bible? You said read your Bible, Jamil. Okay, read my Bible, but how do I do that? I just literally just read my Bible, but I don't understand it. Where are the practicalities behind it? And we pray that this podcast is going to help empower you, that you will be able to disciple you in this journey. And we will be covering a variety of topics, ranges from everything to, you know, who is Jesus, how to hear God's voice. You know, what does God say about dating? If you've ever heard the term courting, like I remember when I came to Kyle, people started talking about courting. I was like, what is courting? That sounds some like royalty stuff. Like, you know, I was so confused on it. Like, anyways, terminology, just different things like that. Like, I didn't know what that meant. And, you know, how do I know if I'm marrying the right person? If I'm in a relationship, how do I know this person is the one? This podcast will definitely be worth your investment of time because we really want to go after these topics. Again, we want you to understand. We want you to grow. And we really pray that this podcast stirs up something inside of you to ask more questions, to get more connected. You're going to hear, if you haven't already, about companies and building discipleship with others, that we were born to have community together. God didn't create us that we would be alone, that we would come alongside each other, that we would be a body together. And so we hope that this podcast stirs up more questions that you would take back to your companies. If you're not involved with the company right now, check out our Chi Alpha fam to make sure you get plugged in together with one, and we can make sure you can do that in different ways. But we hope this stirs something inside of you.
Absolutely. And during this podcast, every time you turn on the podcast, you can expect two things. Number one, you can expect to hear biblical truth on relevant topics with practical insight for your walk with Christ. The second thing is we are intentionally going to keep this podcast within 30 minutes. Yes, you heard me correctly. And I love to talk. My wife loves to talk, but our team loves to talk. But we are going to purposely keep it within 30 minutes. The purpose of this time limit is because we want you to have the ability to listen to this podcast during a short walk, a drive to campus, a workout in the gym, or to use it as content within your company.
Yeah.
Right? So all of these, by the way, company is another name for a small group. It's a group of men or women that get together specifically with the purpose of seeking God's will for your life. And we're going to walk this out as a community together. But these podcasts are designed for you to take this into your company and to listen and to grow. Wherever you are at in your spiritual journey, this podcast is designed to help you accelerate your growth with Christ. It will definitely be worth your time. We're excited to jump in.
Come on. All right, well, there you are, CVXA family. We officially introduced to you who we are while we're here, and we're looking forward to growing together with you through this podcast. Our team looks forward to meeting you one day if we haven't met you already. Please be sure to check out our weekly gatherings and times on our website. If you attend Stan State or MJC, please visit stanxa.com, or if you attend UC Merced or Merced College, please visit mercedxa.com. Until then, keep pursuing Jesus with all of your heart, your mind, body, and soul. Thanks again for listening. We love y'all.
Thanks for receiving and applying what you learned today. Now go make disciples of all nations. Remember, you were born to reproduce. Go find, feed, and fight for the lost lambs of God on your campus.